Mars Hill Church used to be one of the nation's fastest growing churches. 2 years ago, an average of 12,000 people a week attended services at Mars Hill. But last month, the Seattle-based megachurch laid off 9 central staff members, and it ramped up its pleas for financial donations. This follows a slew of complaints from leaders and pastors who've left the church. Former member John Lewis says Mars Hill has become increasingly corporate in its management. According to Lewis, the changes started in 2007 when Mars Hill changed its bylaws.
It became a lot more about Mark and a lot more about money. In addition to consolidating power, he consolidated his ability to set his own salary. There was also more than once a year sermon content, online content, emails, newsletters, asking for funding in a way that evidently had not happened before.
And the Mark that John Lewis refers to is Mars Hill founder and leader Mark Driscoll. What does the downsizing mean for the future of Mars Hill? Church representatives did not respond to our requests for comment. Warren Throckmorton has covered Mars Hill extensively for the website patheos.com, a source for religion news and analysis. He spoke to my colleague David Hyde.
So what is it that Mars Hill is accused of doing that's making it such a lightning rod for criticism these days?
These days have been long days. Really, since November, the church has been in the news for one scandal or another. It started out with plagiarism allegations against the senior pastor, Mark Driscoll. Then there have been allegations of misuse of funds. So that's recently coming to light.
Hmm. And how is that publicity or these scandals, how's that affecting the church?
Well, the church seems to be struggling right now. The fiscal year just ended, and members and non-members alike were getting about an email a day asking for a strong fiscal finish. A week and a half ago, Mars Hill laid off around 10 staff members, citing a budget crunch. So they've been asking for money a lot more and laying off people.
Are there people within the church that you've read about or talked to who are concerned about what's been happening at Mars Hill?
Well, I have talked to some members, although members have been advised in general not to talk to journalists, bloggers, reporters. Mostly I've talked to what I've called the Mars Hill in exile, people who have left the church some years and years ago and some just within the last few months. And they're concerned about the way the church is governed, and I would say they're concerned about the way the church is spending money, but I would say that different people have different concerns, and what seems to unite them is that they believe Mars Hill's kind of lost its way.
I'm speaking with Warren Throckmorton. He's covered Mars Hill Church extensively for the religion website patheos.com. Why is there such high turnover at the church?
Well, that's a good question. It is an indicator of concern. Most organizational development people will tell you that. I think that what I've heard in my interviews with people is that there's a very top-down structure. Some of the ex-pastors have called it a culture of fear. They feel that the only thing that matters at Mars Hill is results. They often quote Mark Driscoll is saying that he cares about three things: results, results, results. And you know, results aren't bad, but when the focus is on them to the exclusion or to the harm of people, that can create that culture of fear that so many of the ex-members and pastors talk about.
Well, just to be clear, what do you mean by results, or what do they mean by results?
Well, more people coming to church, more money being given, more campuses being established. I think that, to be fair to Mars Hill, they would say more people who are converted to Christianity. And yet the people who I've talked to, and I've done nearly 40 interviews of ex-members in the last few months, they say that they feel that in the zeal for results, that the relationships are lost, that people are criticized and unfairly scrutinized. Mars Hill, they feel, is run like a business. The church was not always run as a business. At one time before 2007, the church was governed by a board of elders. And then in 2007, many members point to that year as being the year when the church changed and moved from a council of elders to more of a centralized ruling body with the lead pastor at the head of it. There were a couple of elders who were fired because they didn't support the change of the church government. They were shunned at the time, and it was really a negative time. I guess over 1,000 members eventually left at that time, and many ex-members that I've talked with point to that time as being the period of time when they feel the church really changed, that it started down the path that it is now, where there's so much controversy and so much emphasis on results.
How do you see this playing out in the future? What's going to be the future of Mars Hill Church, do you think, in the next, you know, 1, 2, 5, 10 years?
Oh, I think the church will probably rebound from this, rough patch that they're in. In the near term, I think that the financial woes may lead to some consolidation of campuses. There may be some campuses that close, and some members asked of those campuses to go to another campus. The church may have to pull back a little bit in terms of some of their commitments to church planting. They have a new commitment with Western Seminary and Corbin University to offer courses in Seattle. I think they'll probably try to make that work and maybe take some of the emphasis off the church planting.
Warren Throckmorton, thank you so much for taking your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Warren Throckmorton covers Mars Hill Church for the religion news website, patheos.com. He spoke with David Hyde.